Overall, we obviously are going to be very supportive of keeping tools, or tools like TIFs, in the toolbox. We do want to make sure that they are used correctly and that communities are using them correctly. I think Aberdeen's a good example of how to do it. I do have to give Ron Wagger a lot of credit. One of the things that I have noticed in working on this issue through another job I have with running the EDPA is when you look at across the state, I made assumptions that what we call a developer's agreement here in Aberdeen, I just thought that was just standard. I thought those existed, that everybody had to have those. You don't. And they come in different forms, and there's no standardized ones.